The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not drive out demons in your name? Did we not do mighty deeds in your name?' Then I will declare to them solemnly, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you evildoers.' Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house. But it did not collapse. It had been set solidly on rock. And everyone who listens to these words of mine but does not act on them will be like a fool who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, and it collapsed and was completely ruined." When Jesus finished these words, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as their scribes. The Gospel of the Lord. Do you know what the word arena means? As in Altel Arena in North Little Rock, or Oracle Arena, where the Golden State Warriors play basketball. The word arena is originally Latin, and it means sand, sand. The famous Colosseum in Rome, where the gruesome gladiators fought fiercely, had a wooden floor. But because the battles were so bloody, the floor would be covered with blood and become slippery. And so the Romans covered the wooden floor with sand to absorb the copious amounts of blood that was spilt. Today, when modern-day gladiators, like the Warriors and the Cavaliers, do battle, they fight in the arena. They fight on sand. But I am convinced that sand symbolizes something more. In the movie Gladiator, Russell Crowe defeats his enemy in the arena. But then he surprisingly turns to the crowds and he chastises them by saying, "Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?" In other words, the chief pastime and the purpose of Roman culture had become entertainment. That was the center of their society. And we can ask ourselves as Americans the same question. What is the center of our society? Has it become entertainment? Just look at how much money we spend on building arenas. Jack Nicholson pays over $110,000 for courtside seats at the arena where the Los Angeles Lakers play. Like the Romans, we Americans put a high price on what happens in the arena, what happens on sand. In the gospel today, Jesus contrasts two hypothetical people, one who builds his house on rock and another who builds on sand. The consequences are clear for both builders. When the storms come, the house on rock survives, but the house on sand collapses. Something similar happens not only to individuals, but to societies that build their culture on sand, the shifting sands of entertainment. When the storms come, the collapse is not far behind. If you don't believe me, just ask the Romans. Today, let me give you a little litmus test to gauge where you are building the house of your own life, on rock or on sand. Just ask yourself two questions. First, where do I spend my time? Where do I spend, secondly, my money? Take out your calendar and count the number of hours you spend in a week on your church or on charity versus the number of hours you spend on entertainment. Review your credit card bill and add up the number of charges for religious activities versus entertainment. Just look at this church that was built over 100 years ago. Where did the Catholics of Fort Smith in 1916 spend their time and money? Where did the Catholics in Fort Smith in 2016 spend our time and money? We love to spend time in the arena. We are building our society on sand. You know, I sometimes wonder why people like to come and hear my homilies. Are people really coming here looking for Jesus in the Mass? Or are they coming here to hear a joke or a funny story? I wonder why sometimes people go to church at all these days. You know, I sometimes feel like a gladiator and want to say, "Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?" Just kidding. Praised be Jesus Christ.